Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
And welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I am your host, Dominic Salvia Crudy's, still on vacation, but I have with me my friend, Earl Ingram Jr., host of the Earl Ingram Show, right here on the Civic Media Networks, 8 to 11 a.m. Earl, thanks for sticking around for the happy hour, man.
Hey, man, excited about it, man.
So I've been kind of chomping at the bit, try to keep it local in the first hour, talk a little more national in this hour, and your sense of the whole Foxy Newsy situation. Now, Earl, you and I are not trained journalists, Earl, right? Did you go to journalism school?
Come on, man. Come on.
No, mass communication. No. We learn by just talking to people. That's right. What we do. And you have your morning show, and I assume you respect your audience?
Absolutely. Come on, man. Yes, absolutely.
I get the sense that Fox News doesn't really respect their audience. In fact, I saw a clip, an article over the weekend about one of the Fox News producers referring to the Fox News audience as cousin sleeping together people.
Oh, man, that's pretty heavy.
You know what I'm saying?
That's pretty heavy.
And this is their audience. These are the people paying their salaries. Right? That's how they refer to them. Let alone, I mean, it just goes to articulate the facts, the lies, the misrepresentations going on even today. Tucker Carlson with his 41,000. Hey, look at all these hours of nobody doing anything. Well, great. Everything's great until it's not. But that's what we need to know, is when it was not when before it went bad. So the misinformation and the lying seemingly still continues. Another case, the Smartmatic case for more than the $1.6 billion from Dominion, that's starting to rear up as well. And so whether or not they're convicted or Smartmatic and or Dominion win their case and Fox has to pay out, that aside, what's your thought about how Fox News has treated their audience over the years, and so specifically in these releases, what's your thought?
Well, you know, Dominic, when as a person who has watched Fox News for many years, and people used to ask me why I would watch Fox News, well, it's because I really wanted to see exactly what they were doing, and what was the whole purpose of it. And you hear people who watch Fox News, well, Fox News has 3.5 million viewers a day, and they're light years ahead of CNN, MSNBC, and all the others. And so, Fox News is what everybody's shooting at. And when you see a guy like Tucker Carlson, and what is the guy's name? He's
Sean
on the
Hannity.
Five. No, he's a lesser guy. He's got the they're a couple guys. You ever see the Five?
I try not to.
I'm
aware that there is a show of Five. Ducey, maybe? Is that
not Ducey, man. But anyway, what it amounts to,
one of the Five,
is these people are caricatures, man. That's what they are. And you know they're not serious. You know they're not real. Whenever there's a news story that comes about that is certainly a Republican mishap or any of those kind of things, they won't touch it with a 10-foot pole. They stay as far away of it as they possibly can, Dominic, because they've got these people on a hook. It's like reeling in a fish, mm-hmm. right? And they've got these viewers. And they're going to believe anything that these people say. And they've, again, given up their ability to think for themselves.
Willingly.
Willingly.
To be told what they want to hear.
And so when you see Tucker Carlson, now I remember before Tucker Carlson, the guy who was there before him, Bill O'Reilly.
Oh, yeah.
Bill O'Reilly was a more reasonable guy, would you say?
I mean, maybe initially. Didn't he come on like A Current Affair or something? Like one of those tabloid shows back in the day?
Yeah, he did. But I could listen to Bill O'Reilly a little bit and watch him a little bit.
Bill did like a preview. First, his talking points. First few minutes of the show, you got everything you needed to know about what Bill O'Reilly was thinking.
But a Tucker Carlson who knows that what he's saying is 100% untrue. He knows it. And yet he goes on, and he knows he's got these people reel in. And he's probably saying, you know, behind the scenes, as he said about Donald Trump, saying those exact same things. And so when you know somebody feels that way about you, Dominic, I say the same thing that you said. When I'm on the air, I don't look at those people who take the time out to listen to me in the morning and to the radio station as anybody other than people who are just trying to make it through, man. They need some support.
We're those people, man. We've called shows before.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? We're that audience.
Yes. And so that's, to me, I respect them.
Yeah.
You would be a fool not to respect the people who take the time out of their busy days to turn you on. I mean, I'm on at 8 o'clock in the morning, man. People are getting up early, and when they're getting their coffee, man, I'm flattered that they're turning on. And I would, man, there's no way I would ever lie to them.
Right.
Period.
No.
Under any circumstances. That's not the case with the people on Fox News. And so when you get to that point and people know it, Dominic, as they do know it, I don't understand how they keep listening, right? You know now because it's exposed. It's everywhere. They covered it up for a long time, but it's out there for the world to see.
Well, we all suspect, you know, Fox News lies, you know, Fox lies. These are things that have been out there in memes for years. But to see it just laid bare like this, you know, to see the sausage being made and the disrespect for their audience. And it's not only just the fact you lie to them. I mean, you're lying to people and your words have repercussions. It matters to them. And you can see it. It's not only just those that, you know, specifically planned to attack the Capitol, to stop the county, to, you know, try to overthrow the government. I guarantee you got people that were like, yeah. I mean, I don't know how, if I literally believed in my heart, you know, somehow, some way that there was a terrible outcome and we were, our election was totally fraudulent. You know what I mean? If I actually believed that, I'd be mad. You know, I get that. And here we have an organization with a huge audience that knew that wasn't the case, that for ratings and for money put questionable guests on their shows behind the scenes. They're all mocking them. You know, mocking them. Oh, she's crazy. This is what's happening here. You know, but then, oh, and here's my guest, and tell us why you think this is the case, and giving them all the platform and all the time they wanted to lie to their audience for money.
Well, you know, Dominic, not saying that I wasn't ever guilty of watching Fox News for the babes, but early on in the process, so they knew what they were doing.
Certainly,
clearly, Rupert Murdoch knew what he was doing. Entertainment, and certainly, some guys who would watch Fox News clearly for the eye candy, but there came a point in time. And my wife's probably listening, but anyway. but that's not why I kept watching it. I kept watching it, Dominic, because, you know, you really had to understand. You really needed to know where these people were coming from. There was a point about maybe a year and a half ago that I just couldn't watch it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Because it became, a comedy hour. Right? They weren't dealing with serious issues. And if I could see that, I'm sure people who watched them saw the same thing, but they can't pull themselves away. Right? You and Crute, man, how many different Trump things did you go to, rallies?
Way too many, but probably okay. probably 15.
15?
Yeah, dude.
So then you know who those people are and their commitment to that man.
Yes.
Right? You know more than any of us listening.
And finish your thought, please. Go ahead.
You know more than any of us listening. The two that I went to, I could not believe the rabbit following that he had. Mm-hmm. And then there was one in Milwaukee, and they took over Highway 100. And I said, I'm going to go out here, and I'm going to drive out. I'm going to see that. And I went out, and they took control of Mayfair Road. And that's when I realized, Dominic, the power that man had and the control that he had over people.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That is Earl Ingram Jr. Phone lines are open 844-967-2789. So we've seen that. That was past, but now we've time has now passed, and we've seen now what Fox News has done. We've seen what Donald Trump has been accused of with regards to the election. We've heard the tape from Georgia, 11,700 and whatever votes I need. Just one more. You know, we've heard all these things now. Do you get any sense whatsoever that is starting to turn against Donald Trump?
Oh, absolutely, man. So there are people now who realize people are making fun of them, right? They didn't see it earlier because there was a lot of them. And I guess, you know, as long as all these people were together, they felt strength in numbers. The numbers have dwindled. And when you see the guy that you support every day getting worse. You know, Donald Trump really has some psychological issues. Dominic, he's always had, and maybe all of us do. But we're not on national television requiring that everybody stops and looks at me and listens to me because, like a two-year-old, I'm the most important person in the room. He can't get beyond that, and I think people have finally grown to realize that.
So what? DeSantis? You know what I mean?
I will.
Come on, Republicans. We are the Devil's Advocates. That's Earl Ingram Jr. You're going to come back, take some of your calls. Once again, the phone number, 844-967-2789. Stick around. We will be right back.
So you said DeSantis.
I just want to find 11,780 votes.
We ain't found.
The Devil's Advocates, because freedom.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Earl Ingram Jr. sticking around until the 6 o'clock hour. Our phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. Earl.
No, man.
No, I want to share this. You heard a conservative talk radio host here in the state of Wisconsin suggest possibly that who should run for president?
Donald Trump Jr. I mean, why not?
Right? I mean, it's got name brand recognition, I guess.
You know, I mean, Lucifer, Satan, and the devil. You know, you just can't believe what comes out of their mouths, man. Do they really believe that? Or is it that bad? I mean, you look at, and clearly, man, the Democrats and Joe Biden at 82 years old, soon to be 82 years old.
Don't be ageist, old man.
Hey, listen, man. Listen, man. You know.
What age are you going to put it up, Earl?
I'm soon to be 70, right?
Really? Damn.
What?
I thought you were younger than that, man.
No, man. And I know that I've lost a step or two. 70. But 82? Come on. Hey, listen, and I'm not against people who, you know, who have some years on themselves, but to become the most powerful man in the world. And I love Joe Biden. I love what he's doing. But is it realistic, Dominic, to think we're talking, you know, almost another 2 years of this time?
Administration, right?
Yeah, yep. And then another four years.
Yeah.
And I was thinking today as I was moving around, I said, man, it's another year for me. And in 1 year, I can see a little decline.
And now, you're talking physically or mentally? Or both?
And mentally.
Yeah. Really? Well, you haven't lost a step to me, man.
Well, both. Okay? Because I do, you know, there are times when you say, well, okay, I went upstairs, right? Okay, so I'm upstairs. I got up there. I knew what I was going up there for. And I get up there, and then, what do I do? Why did I come up here?
Well, we can't have a guy all the time, man.
I know, but this guy's the president of the United States, man. So, and then you just wonder. And I love Joe Biden, yes, man, and yes, I love what he's done.
And thankful, I'm so happy he's the guy right now. We needed Joe.
We needed him.
Yes, yes.
Because if you look at what he's been able to do, he's actually carried out some of Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders' policies. I never would have expected that to happen from Joe Biden, but he kind of morphed their policies into what it is he did with his
the Build Back Better
plan, and it's made a difference, man. It's actually given the American people an opportunity to think that we can be a part of this government, right? And it cares about us. I think that's really important.
About the Inflation Reduction Act and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that's really important. But for me to think that 2 years from now and then another 4 years, that the guy can make it through, I think it's worth examining, right?
Just a little bit. Well,
it's
interesting because you see how those in the presidency, how they age.
Right.
Look at Barack Obama. Right. Any of the younger folks. Well, I mean, the good news is Joe's already old.
Amen. Yeah, and it's really not funny, man.
No, but it's funny. He's alive, man. Good for him. I mean, it's great to be able to be in that position and still have most of your sensibilities there. And we need a guy like that. And certainly it's a team. But he is the president.
Yeah,
he's the guy. I mean, I wish him well. Certainly, I hope he keeps his physical and cognitive abilities to. As long as he lives on this earth. But you're right. I mean, odds are, what are the chances of him being in the same spot he's in right now in 5 or 6 years? Probably not great.
You know, Dominic, you look at Bernie Sanders, same age.
Yeah.
And while they're talking about Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell is the same age as Joe Biden.
Yeah.
He's 81.
And he just got released from the hospital after falling down and having a concussion.
Yeah, so listen, man, I'm kind of partial towards the elders, right? I'm one of them now. But man, I just really think that we need to think long and hard. Is there somebody else, right? I mean, and if there's not anybody else, as we see the Republicans reaching out trying to find somebody to replace Donald Trump, and they get Ron DeSantis, the guy in his 40s, right? He's in his 40s. That part of it, I see a younger guy like that, man, who can do some things and look at things and be there for a long time from the standpoint of set things up for what happens for people of his age and others.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about, man, a guy who really is. And I love Joe Biden, man. Been supporting him for 40 years. Just truth.
Yeah.
And I've seen the decline in Joe Biden over the 40 years that I've followed him. Joe Biden was a, man, wonderful, wonderful, powerful, articulate, well-spoken guy as a young guy.
State of the Union, I thought, was pretty damn good.
Oh, yeah, man.
Right? I mean, he can step up when he needs to, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah.
No question about it. But yeah, the question then, in that case, Earl, who else, right?
I mean, that's my point. Who else?
Kamala Harris, Hakeem Jeffries.
Come on, man.
I don't know.
I know, who's
on the bench?
So my
man.
Point is, why don't we know that? I think that's the issue, Dominic. Why do we not know
because
that?
Because it's Joe's to lose if Joe wants to run. That's why. That's what Joe gets. Thank you, Joe. If you want to run again, you get to run again. You know, we'll support you, certainly. And if something were to happen at that point, at least Joe and whoever his vice president, they'd be in charge. And not Donald Trump and not Ron DeSantis.
Oh, man, come on, man.
You know what I'm saying?
Ron DeSantis.
Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That's Earl Ingram Jr. We see some callers lining up. Sorry about that. We will get to, we promise, phone line that's our open, 844-967-2789. Coming back with your calls and Earl Ingram Jr.
Big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Moving to the country. And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Earl Ingram Jr., my co-devil for the day. We're going to take some of your calls right now at 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
I identify with everything he says. And we're contemporaries. I used to love talking to you in the early mornings when you were on in Madison Market.
Hey, Dick, I miss you, man. Thanks for calling.
I miss you, too. But come on, don't give us these extra years quite yet. You're a 54 and I'm a 55, right?
That's correct.
Yeah, no, 70? Come on, man.
Well, I'll be 70 in a couple of years.
I know, but let's fight it.
All right.
Dick, are you, how do you, what? Yeah, go ahead. Finish your thought, Dick. That's fine. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Ask me what.
No, I want to hear about Fox.
Well, Fox News. When Earl was talking earlier about listening, I haven't for years, and thank God somebody like him does and puts it in perspective because it's just, but I always think about, in the back of my mind, the song, you remember the Don Henley song, Dirty Laundry? I always think of that when I think of Fox News. It's nothing but the bubble-headed bleach blonde comes on at 5, you know.
She'll tell you about the plane crash with a gleam in her eye, Dick.
In her eye and all the rest of it. Yeah, and it's just, it was always a nothing network is what I'm saying. And it, I just never could buy into any of it. It's sad. I'm glad what's happening is happening. I hope Dominion takes them down. I think this is probably the best chance, don't you guys think? I mean, they've got them in the crosshairs.
I think so, and my understanding, thanks for the call, Dick, Smartmatic has theirs out there as well at a greater monetary amount than Dominion. And legally speaking, it seems like to be an open and shut case, but you know that will be decided by the judge and or a jury. I got a little bit here, and we'll get to the calls again, 844-967-2789, referencing what I said earlier. This one at the Raw story, Sarah Burris reporting, a former producer of the largest Fox show calls Trump supporters inbred terrorists.
Right. Wow.
Yeah. Hey, CJ, they're talking about you. So anyone who has lost a family member to right-wing conspiracy theories knows that Fox News has played a key part in it. Now it's being revealed that even Fox News execs view their own viewers as in the most offensive terms.
Wow.
This is how they feel about you, folks. The information revealed as part of the court documents in the Dominion voting systems lawsuit against Fox for lying about their company and allowing other pundits on air who lied about them. The Washington Post report revealed that former Trump White House insider Raj Shah, who is now at Fox, knew better about the 2020 conspiracy theory. Still, he worked in his role to keep the lies alive. Meanwhile, a producer for Tucker Carlson, the network's most watched show, was attacking their own viewers. In an exchange with Carlson and Shah, the former Trump advisor explained that Sidney Powell claimed she had an affidavit that would prove a link between Dominion and Venezuela. Shah called it absurd. Here's a quote. might want to address this, but this stuff is so effing insane. Vote rigging to the tunes of millions? Come on, Shaw wrote. Carlson's then producer, Alex Pfeiffer, followed up. It is so insane, but our viewers believe it. So addressing again how her stupid Venezuela affidavit isn't proof might insult them. Shaw encouraged Carlson to talk about it, saying it was not new info, not proof, and then quickly pivot to being deferential. Pfeiffer, who now runs his own public affairs company, according to his LinkedIn page, called the wavering surreal. Quote, like negotiating with terrorists, he told the other men, but especially dumb ones. Wow. Cousin effers types, not Saudi royalty. So how many insults are they throwing around here? One, you're calling the audience cousin effers, and what, assuming Saudi royalty, they're the terrorists. And this is the Fox News Network. That's what they think of you, people. You're cousin effers. Congratulations.
Man, I don't even want to respond to that. Let's listen to some other folks on the
844-967-2789. Tom from Cedarburg, you're next. Welcome, Tom. What do you got for us?
Hi. I hope you give me a minute to say what I want to say. I think what you're seeing here is that the Democrats are waiting to see if Trump is going to be indicted and convicted, even if something is relatively small as what's happening in New York with the porn star. And if he is, he's not able to run anymore, then I think you're going to see Joe Biden say, hey, this is going to be it for me. And then they're going to start putting people up. And personally, I'd like to see, there's a couple guys from California, Adam Schiff, and I think there's a congressman too. I can't think of his name. And there's a gal in Atlanta. She's the mayor, an African-American, I think is pretty sharp too. And that's pretty much what I wanted to say.
And I think Alan Schiff is a good man. Very talented, and who I think would make a great candidate.
There's no question. Yeah, and there's a lot. Especially, I think we saw some of that talent on display. And I know the Republicans and Donald Trump thinks it was the January Unselect Committee. But I thought those folks were very sharp. I thought those that were involved in the impeachment.
Yes,
I think there's a lot of there's a lot of very smart people. And thank you for the call, Tom. A lot of smart folks out there. When you really put your head to it. There's some folks that could certainly step up.
Yeah, there's no question, but you don't think of them as candidates for
the presidency,
right? Because you haven't heard them even mention it, but you're absolutely right. When you look at that group and that level of people, yeah, no question at all.
844-967-2789. Bill from Muscadet, you are up. Welcome, Bill. What do you got for us?
Yeah, how you doing? I appreciate your guest, Earl, and I think he was right about President Biden. He's a little over the top. He should, he's too old, frankly. And I don't think he's going to last out this another election. But anyways, I would like to get, my point is about Lori Lightfoot, the
Chicago mayor.
The former Chicago mayor.
Right.
She got her ass handed to her. 17% of the vote.
Now, yeah, there were multiple people on the ballot, and she came in third, so she did not go forward.
No, what I'm saying is she was light on crime, just like the mayor of Madison, or just like these. They don't prosecute people. What kills me about this whole thing is they want to sue the car manufacturers because they're stealing Hyundais and Kias. Because they're easy to steal, so we got to go out and sue the car manufacturers instead of prosecuting and keeping the people that steal the cars repeatedly in jail. So we sue the car manufacturers with our public money, and then what happens? The car manufacturers raise the prices. So who gets screwed?
Well, I would think, Bill, that perhaps the car manufacturer would be responsible enough to make a vehicle where it's not so easy to steal, especially knowing how easy it is to steal. So, yeah, if you got to change your ignition and raise the price $100, okay, I'm fine with that. It's called regulation, Bill. And as far as the joyriding and what that is concerned, I'm certainly an issue, Earl. You're one of the scary things driving around Milwaukee. There's a lot of crazy ass drivers around here, man.
So Dominic, let me say this to you, sir. With all due respect, when you have an internet that teaches children how to steal a car.
Right.
How can you blame, and because they're children stealing cars. How does it make sense for us as a society to show children how to steal those vehicles? And if it's that easy, yes, the manufacturer has some culpability because they're only stealing a couple
models. Right.
If the other manufacturers of vehicles have figured it out, shouldn't we expect these guys? It's competition, right, Dominic?
Yes.
They should be held accountable. Clearly, they should be held accountable because they've now changed that issue once they've realized the sheer damage that it's caused. And I'm not saying that the children themselves and the people who stole those cars shouldn't have faced some culpability.
Certainly.
Yeah. But the truth of the matter is, you should make it where it's not so easy for that to take place.
844-967-2789. And to Bill's other point about the age of
Joe Biden.
I'm just wondering how old, would Donald Trump have to be for guys like
he's
Bill
right there.
to not vote for him? Oh, Donald Trump's too old.
Yeah.
I don't hear a whole lot of Republicans saying that. Oh, Donald Trump, he's a couple years younger than Joe.
Yeah.
He's going to be there. And if you look at,
if he's lucky.
Some of the, well, I hear prison ages you. but I've seen in some of the cuts, look at the cuts of Donald Trump, spilling over his words. Oh, I don't want to say that, the behind the scenes stuff.
Yeah.
He is not an articulate man. I would suggest that he has at least as many or if not more cognitive challenges than perhaps Joe Biden does.
And physically, he's a little heavier.
Have you ever seen him ride a bike? Joe Biden,
no.
It was all mad. Oh, Joe Biden fell on his bike. I'm like, Joe Biden's on a bike. He's on a bike. I don't see Donald Trump ever on a bike.
Well, Joe Biden is a healthy guy for his age.
Certainly.
And he works at it. You see it.
Yeah.
Donald Trump, on the other hand, keeps eating hamburgers and
his doctor
and
said he's the healthiest president in the history of presidents, man. I mean,
hey man it's that's still amazing to me. That he still eats hamburgers and those kind of things, man. He clearly is going to face some health challenges if he's not facing them now.
Yeah. 844-967-2789. Rico from Rock County, you're up. Welcome, Rico. What do you got for me?
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
Good, man.
Hey, Rico, how you doing, man?
Hey, good, Earl. I missed you last week, Earl. Hey, I got another axe to grind here with Fox. I think Earl might be able to speak to this. What is it with Fox and the NFL? All my life, I love me some football, right?
Yep.
Love it to death. Every Sunday, I get to watch a noon game. I get to watch a 3:30 game. And then I get to watch Sunday night. All of last season, 60, 70% of it, I only got one game. Is that just a Madison market, or are they doing that in Milwaukee, too?
hey, man, that's above my pay grade. Yeah, that's above my pay grade, man. I don't know why they do what they do as far as the NFL goes, but certainly it's beyond what I can say. I'm like you, man. Bring me as much NFL football as I can take, and I'm like you, man. That's what I'm looking to do.
Thanks for the call, Rico. Sorry, don't have a specific answer on the NFL challenges, but I would say this. Fox using sports. I mean, that's a very important part of their lineup, basically,
yeah.
Right? I mean, and we at Civic Media also involved in sports as well, not locally, and carrying, of course, some of the college stuff and the pros on different radio stations. So it's part of it. I'm not clear, but yeah, you like the NFL, man. Hey, let's talk briefly. We've got just a couple of minutes left in this segment. Under the Helmet with Gilbert Brown, man. You do a show with Gilbert Brown on Mondays. How did that come around, man?
So, man, when I found out that we had a station in Green Bay, I got to thinking, well, why would anybody in Green Bay want to listen to the Earl Ingram show? What do they know anything about me? Well, I had a great relationship with Gilbert Brown that we built over 15 years with youth football. I ran the largest youth football program in the state for 20 years. And Gilbert and I used to do a football camp every summer in Milwaukee. And so I reached out to Gilbert and told him about our radio station. And as they say, the rest of it is history.
And so Gilbert comes on with you on Mondays, 8 to 9 a.m.
So the great thing about it is this morning we had George Coons, linebacker. Yep. So he brings the older guys with us. And man, Gilbert's a character, man. I'm sure people know it by now, but he's a character, man. And I love him, man. Just love being around him and to have the opportunity to have a guy. And under the helmet, that's why it's critically important, because people think of him solely as a football player, but he's a lot more than that.
Oh, certainly. Smart, gregarious, yes. Funny.
Oh, yeah. And dangerous.
And co-hosting with Earl Ingram under the helmet on Mondays, 8 to 9 a.m. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. That's Earl Ingram Jr. We have one segment left, 844-967-2789. Come back with us.
Sixty percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now. 844-967-2789. Earl Ingram Jr. One last segment, man. I want to run down some of the headwinds that the former president might be facing right now. Get your sense. Of course, the latest, the most important one right now. Donald Trump apparently through his attorneys this weekend declined Alvin Bragg's invitation. He had an opportunity, an invite to. Testify.
Set the record straight.
Yes, before the grand jury, apparently declining to do so. Reading the tea leaves and other people smarter than me, probably indictments coming this week. What's your sense of that particular case?
So what are the indictments? Are they going to prevent him from running?
Probably not. I don't think any indictment could prevent him from running at this point.
So you look at a man like Donald Trump who is facing lawsuits probably for the next 20 years of his life, if he's fortunate enough to live that long.
Right.
And you think about the resources, financial resources that he has. He's got to defend himself from those lawsuits, right?
Certainly.
So people keep giving him money. He keeps getting people.
He keeps cashing
enough.
The check, right?
Yeah, man. And the people keep giving him money. But Donald Trump is sly like a fox, man. We think that he's dumb, many of us. People have underestimated him.
Certainly.
From a standpoint, part of him is that he's pretty wise guy, man. He knows how to skirt around the legal system, right?
Mm-hmm.
The majority of us.
Oh, you're born with $400 million. You can sue people who are going to sue you, and then you can outlast them because you got more money.
Yeah, but he clearly, man, is a character that if he doesn't win, if he is able to make it and win the nomination, and the only way you're going to end Donald Trump is that he wins the nomination and he loses
the general.
The general. And then he'll go away. But I don't think other than that, Dominic, that he's going to go away.
I think he's... He has some smarts, I think street smarts, certainly. But he's also...
He's an Ivy League education tutor. Bought and paid for.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I got one off the internet, man. But he's also a useful idiot. I mean that in this regard. I don't even talking Putin. I'm talking about the Republican Party. The Republican Party thought, hey, this is a guy for us. He can make this happen. He beat everybody else, and maybe they thought they could control him. I don't know what they thought.
Right.
He ended up eating that party alive. That anyone who had any sense of moral courage said all sorts of things as they were walking out the door.
Right.
But not when it mattered. We don't see that a lot. So I think he is. The object, the subject, he is the tool of others in some regards. He could not do this as Donald Trump alone. You know what I'm saying? You got to have support. You got to have monetary support. You need enablers, monetary in Congress.
Right.
Just think about how expansive his conspiracy was to try to overturn the election, getting a hold of all these different state legislatures, like here in the state of Wisconsin, these false elector things. So he it was a symbiotic relationship for a while until he kind of took the whole thing over. Now it's the MAGA, and there's no more Republican Party left. But he couldn't do it alone, Earl. That's my thing. He has the enablers. He has those supporters. If they turn on him, if Trump supporters, if the MAGAs have a problem being called cousin effers, you know, maybe if they have a problem being lied to, maybe they turn the back on him. But apparently, as of right now, they don't seem to have that problem. A couple other, go ahead.
Now, why are they still so afraid of him?
I don't get it. I don't get it. I really don't understand it.
He can't destroy their careers now, can he?
I mean, what career do you have? What career do you want where your only ability to stay in that career is to kiss a guy like Donald Trump ass? I don't exist in that world, man. I don't get it. Okay, Fawnie Willis, Georgia, Fulton County, DA, of course, Trump on tape. I need 11,780 votes, one more than we got. She also now is apparently, like, literally at this moment, went from the one grand jury to the other grand jury, the charging grand jury, gave charging grand jury all the stuff that the inquiry grand jury discovered. That seems to be getting some speed as well. What's your sense on that state charges here in Georgia, perhaps, from Fawnie Willis?
Well, you know, Dominic, he's been indicted so many different times. And you almost think that... The government just does not want to indict a former president of the United States.
Just because.
Yeah.
Because we're better than that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but we hired the guy. No, we're not.
Man, that has to be it,
yeah.
Dominic. What else can it be? Well, it hasn't happened. You know, Richard Nixon, and at least had enough common sense, they got me dead to rights. And he was a hell of a guy, and he walked away from it. But...
Well, yeah, he got pardoned.
Yeah, he's...
And he didn't sit there and fight. Trump's like, yeah, I did it. Come and get me. What else we got? Okay, now, the special prosecutor, Jack Smith, coming in for the Department of Justice investigating the secret document issue at Mar-a-Lago, all these, you know, classified documents. And then also on top of that, this conspiracy, the January 6th, finally, perhaps some light being shown on those that orchestrated it, not the seditious conspiracy 3%ers or those that, you know, just thought literally they believe Fox News and thought they'd come here and it would be wild and they'd go protest and got caught up and went in the Capitol and got charged for, you know, trespassing there amongst other things. But Jack Smith now has his orders. What are your thoughts on Jack Smith?
Well, I have to go to Mike Pence first. Who finally grew a pair and clearly stated that Donald Trump endangered his family and his life. He hasn't said anything up until now, which leads me to believe that he's going to be running now for president of the United States. But as far as Jack Smith, I think you said his name.
Yeah.
Look, man, what we're expecting out of these people, Dominic, may come to pass. But in the end, is it going to prevent Donald Trump from running for president of the United States? And I don't care how many different people they bring in, how many different charges they levy on him. Man, he's the Teflon man. Remember, they used to use the term Teflon man?
Teflon Don.
Yeah, the Teflon. That's who he is, man.
Who was the Teflon Don? The name.
I forgot. Don't ask me.
The name escapes me.
I know.
But whoever that gangster was that they called the Teflon Don, he died in prison.
Yeah.
You know. I'm just saying, man. I mean, you're Teflon until you're not. Right?
Yeah.
It's like the J6 videos. Hey, it was very peaceful until it's not.
Yeah.
Hey, man, thank you so much, Earl Ingram Jr. You can check him out mornings here on the Civic Media Network, 8 to 11 a.m., Monday through Fridays, and Mondays are the special 8 to 9 with Gilbert Brown. Don't call him the Undertaker. He's the Grave Digger. We are the Devil's Advocates. We appreciate every one of you listening. Tomorrow, we got some more Friends of the Devil coming in. Jane Mattanera, Kristen Bry. We're going to have a party here tomorrow. Crudy claims he's coming back on Wednesday. I don't know. Maybe we'll change the locks while he's gone. Earl, thanks for hanging out, man. Always a pleasure to see you, brother.
Appreciate it.
Folks, we will be back. Have a great night. Ha ha ha.